For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Allison Bailey is a faculty member at UK Healthcare in cardiology and is director of cardiac rehabilitation. Allison, I appreciate you talking with me today, and I know February is Heart Health Month. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and why that is important to our health and what we should be thinking about?
Absolutely. And Greg, thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show.
My pleasure.
February is Heart Health Month, and we use that as the one month a year to try to promote heart-healthy behaviors and to sort of get more information out there about heart disease. Kentucky has very high rates of heart disease, and when we talk about heart disease, we mean things like heart attacks and strokes. So it's really cardiovascular disease because it affects the entire body. We here in Kentucky have a lot of uncontrolled risk factors for heart disease. The common risk factors are age and family history, both of which we can't do much about. But then the ones that are within our control are tobacco use, and we historically have very high rates of adult smokers, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sedentary lifestyle or lack of exercise, and a poor diet. Of course, genetics plays a role in all of this, but we have lots of modifiable risks that we can control. The things that we can do that lower our risk more than anything else available are try to lead a healthy lifestyle. By that, I mean if you can walk 30 minutes a day, you've probably done more good than almost anything else. The only thing that would beat that is to stop smoking if you're currently smoking.
And I guess also, Allison, working with your personal physician to also address that the diabetes issue, high blood pressure, that sort of thing as well.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that, Greg. I forgot to throw diabetes in there as a risk factor. Shame on me. Diabetes is a strong risk factor for heart disease. But, yeah, working with your primary care doctor or whichever doctor you see to make sure that your other risks are assessed. Of the people that have high blood pressure in this country, only about 50% realize it. So it's really important to get in and get regular health screening so you know what your risk is based on these risk factors like sugars, blood pressure, weight, and cholesterol.
You know, you as a cardiologist, and when I think of cardiologists, I often think of the high-tech things that you use to treat your patients. You know, we all read about stenting and other invasive procedures, but really, I guess we're talking mostly in Heart Health Month about approaching things on the front end, the prevention of these types of diseases.
That's right. I think the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I think that's very true in cardiovascular disease. We know that the benefits of living a healthy lifestyle extend far beyond anything I can offer you on a prescription pad.
Yeah, and there's a concept that we've explored before on this program called green prescriptions that began in New Zealand, and I think a lot of physicians here, whether they call it that or not, are co-opting that idea, and that is instead of me writing you a script for a tablet or a pill or something of that nature, it's a prescription for just what you were talking about. Perhaps some of the best medicine in the world is that 30-minute walk a day, or if you can't do that every day, try to do it as often as you can a week.
Absolutely. I love that idea. I hadn't heard that concept before, but I joke with some of my patients because I do preventative cardiology and I focus a lot on prevention, either primary prevention, meaning for folks who've never had a cardiovascular event like a heart attack or a stroke, or secondary prevention for folks who already have had a heart attack or stroke. But the first thing I say is, do you want to be as healthy as you can be or as healthy as I can write you a prescription for? Because they're two different things.
Oh, I love that concept as well. And you know, that comes back to, again, something that we explore on this show a lot, Allison, and that is you are a partner with your physician for your health care. Your physician can't do everything for you. It's a two-way street.
Absolutely. You know, and I tell people what I can do is far, far less than what they can do for an overall life. You know, and the things that we talk about that lower your heart disease risk, lower your risk of everything else. There's so much health information and good studies that show leading a healthy lifestyle lowers rates of cancer, lowers rates of dementia, lowers rates of osteoporosis, all of these things that lead to a poor quality of life as we age in this country.
Dr. Allison Bailey, thank you very much for talking with me today.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure. And try to get out there and get a walk today, everyone.
Sounds great. For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.